This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. A 73-year-old man has died in a grain bin accident in Bureau County. Lamole Fire Chief Brent Becker says the body of Roger Cogdale was removed from the bin Tuesday night. The bin can hold 10,000 to 12,000 bushels. Just a reminder to all those involved in the agriculture industry to use caution in day-to-day tasks. WSMI sends its deepest sympathies to the family. In national news today, the Department of Agriculture will end its lockup procedures for select media that allows reporters early access to crop and livestock reports. The organizations previously allowed to analyze reports starting 90 minutes before public release will now gain access to the reports at the same time they're released to the public, ending a century-old policy. The change will start next month. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says USDA is making the change to address the head start of a few microseconds that can amount to a market advantage. USDA says the evidence suggests there is significant trading activity worth millions of dollars that occurs in the 1 to 2 second period immediately following the 12 p.m. report release time, which could not be based on the public reading of USDA data. USDA says the inference is that private agents are paying the news agencies for faster data transmission to get a jump on the market. The news agencies involved include the Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, Thomson Reuters, Market News International, Bloomberg News, and DTN Progressive Farmer. The U.S. plans to implement more tariffs on China as part of an ongoing trade war between the two countries. In a statement released this week, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says he was ordered by President Trump to begin the process of imposing tariffs of 10% on an additional $200 billion of Chinese imports. The tariffs will follow the 25% tariffs implemented last week on approximately $34 billion worth of Chinese imports and will eventually cover up to $50 billion in Chinese imports. The latest action from the Trump administration was attributed to China's retaliation of imposing tariffs on $34 billion in U.S. exports to China and threatening tariffs on another $16 billion. Lighthizer claims China retaliated without any international legal basis or justification. An administration official told reporters this week the administration would listen to farmers' complaints at a hearing next month on the tariffs, but added that farmers are aware Trump's trade initiatives would help them in the long run. Tomorrow at the Jersey County Fair, the Open Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Open Dairy Show will start at 9 a.m. Time to go out to the Jersey County Fair is running low, so be sure to attend if you haven't already. Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn for the last day today. Stop by the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Be sure to get some before it's too late. Tomorrow, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be having a tractor drive. Here's Molly Rosentrader with more details.
Yeah, Lynn Hewier and Matt Slidham are heading up our tractor drive. It will be July 14th, which is a Saturday. And this year we're leaving from a new location, which is the Macoupin County Historical Society, also known as the Anderson Mansion. The address there is actually 920 West Breckenridge in Carlinville. And we're going to have the drivers meet at 8:45 in the morning. We're going to try to roll out about 9 o'clock. And we're doing two routes this year. One of the routes, which I think is an awesome idea, is going to go by a historic barn up on Route 4, mm-hmm. which is owned by the Weiss family. It has a big Americana flag on it, and we're also going to have a photographer there taking pictures, so you can get your picture taken on your tractor in front of this barn. That is one of the routes. That will be a 14-mile route, and then we're also doing another route that goes 21 miles. So depending on your tractor and how far you want to drive, probably depending on how warm it is that day, you have your choice of two different routes.
Is it just open to antique tractors, or is it any tractor you want to bring by, you can drive?
Well, I imagine any tractor you'd like. Our only rule is that it must be able to run 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So try to keep pace a little bit with everybody. It's mostly antiques, and we have a great turnout every year. like I said, we're doing the Historical Society building this year from our starting point, and then hopefully we'll have everybody back there. Oh, the first round we're planning on coming back around 11, 11:30, and then the rest, the longer drive will come back around noon to 12:30. And the FFA alumni is going to serve lunch and help with the Historical Society and then also the Ag Association.
Okay, so a lot of the communities involved, it seems like. I'm sure the lunch will be great out there at the Historical Society. They always are. What can listeners expect to see and do at this event?
Well, it's mostly the tractor drive in the morning. A lot of the alumni is going to stay around and help cook, and then we'll have the meal on, like I said, right around lunchtime. And there will be a $5 meal and then also a $10 meal with, you know, your meat and a couple side dishes and drinks. So if the community would like to come out and, you know, see the tractors come back in and take pictures or just hang out on the Historical Society grounds, that would be great. So there's several things that you can do that day.
How can somebody find out more about the tractor drive or about this event?
Well, the easiest thing would be to call Lynn Hooyer, and his number is 217-825-7154. Or you can call Matt Slidham. He actually works up at CNB in Carlinville if you have any questions. But his cell phone number is 217-710-8339. And you can call either of those guys or else just show up that morning at the Historical Society and we'll get you all set up.
Okay.
There will be parking on the grounds there as well for your truck and trailer. So we have everything taken care of.
And if any Carlinville FFA alumni are out there listening and they decide they want to get involved in the Alumni Association, how can they do that?
Well, we would love to have them. Like I said, we have some great meetings. They are normally out at the Extension office. Our next meeting is actually September 4th at 7 o'clock at the Extension office, and we'd love to have you come out. We also have a Facebook page. We have several members throughout the community. Like I said, Kevin Groves is our president. Matt Slidham is on the board. We have several other members throughout town that you can get a hold of. So we'd love to have more members anytime. It's really a great organization. We have started giving scholarships to FFA members in, you know, the graduating seniors out of the Carlinville class. We take them. We're getting ready for a bus trip to go see Tour Caterpillar up in Peoria next month. We support them in going to the state convention, the national convention, in-house projects, restoration projects. So we're really trying to help these kids out through vocational agriculture. And we'd also like to thank the Macoupin County Historical Society, as well as the Antique Tractor Association. We've started doing some more stuff with them, and they've been very helpful to our organization. So they will be there that day as well. And would really like to thank them for their support.
If you'd like to know more, contact Lynn Hooyer by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.